Really pleased to have our next guest join us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. You know him, you love him from his time on Sportsnet as a Flames analyst this year on home games as well. He just happened to play in the National Hockey League. And this summer, he and his family will be going into the Alberta Hockey Hall of Fame in the team category, which I think is really cool. Rich Sutter, kind enough to join us. Hello, Mr. Sutter. How are you?
Hello, Rob. How are you today?
I'm good. I am good. I'm full of questions, though. I'm full of questions. So let me start with one. Just your thoughts on what you witnessed in four games, Calgary and Anaheim.
Well, you know, we could sit here and talk all day about it, but, you know, the biggest thing is, I think the thing that I found is the Calgary fans probably found out a lot about themselves in the last 7 or 8 days, and probably some of it not so good, but some of it good in order for the team to continue to move forward. And let's not lose sight of the fact that this team did make some real strides this year, but they came up against a group that was experienced, that knows how to win, that were deep in the most important parts of the roster, and that's down the right line in net, and of course on the back end, even with Cam Fowler and Batten and out, Sammy Batten and out, they were still able to do some things, and that I'm sure that it was a real learning curve, a lesson for the Flames. And I think in order, you know, people talk about experience, Rob.
Yep.
How do you get it without going through it? And I think this will bode really well for the Flames in the future.
Rich, one of the terms that both coaches ended up using a lot towards the end and right at the end of this series was puck luck. You played this game.
Yep.
You watched it. Do you believe in puck luck? How do you define puck luck?
Well, of course I believe in it. It's a bounce here and a bounce there, and it's not always necessarily as glaring or exposed as it was on Ryan Getzlaf's last game-winning goal in Game 2. It's other areas that it's where they, you know, like, for example, you know, Curtis Lazar's opportunity to net in the second period last night, missed the puck. Whatever it was, it didn't go in the net. And it's little things like that can change momentums in games, change complexions of games. All those things that go hand in hand that gives the team an extra boost in energy or a jump and or gets the crowd into it. And that's puck luck. And the experience group got that in these four games, especially, I felt, more than anything in games 1 and 2.
The other aspect of this series that jumps off the page to me is the 5-on-5 play. And, you know, the goals for and goals against for Calgary were not kind. 2 goals for, 10 against, 5-on-5.
Yes.
Rich, why was that? What did you see in that aspect of the game?
Again, experience. Playing the game at a whole different level than the regular season. Anaheim went into the playoffs, I think it was 11-3. You know, they haven't lost a game in regulation since March 10th now. And all those things that go hand in hand, and they were bigger, they were stronger, they were deeper. And 5-on-5, you know, you can, special teams can win and lose games, but 5-on-5 was really the difference in this series. And again, good lessons. Like Sam Bennett, I thought, was very good. I thought Sean Monahan on the power play was very good. Even strength, probably needed more from him. But again, there's your experience factor and how to get it without going through it. I agree with him, and he says we're going to be a better club for this. One of his comments late last night, and a hungrier club, and it should sting. If you're a real pro and you care about the people that write your checks and you care about the people that walk in the locker room with you every day and your coaches, then you should care, and it should sting. And you hate to say it, and for the fans, you hate to hear it, but you know that's true. That's how it works, and it's not a fun thing. It's not a fun thing to go through, and you feel it as a player, you feel it as part of the staff, and the fans most of all feel it too.
He's Rich Sutter, our guest down the South Street Burger guest hotline here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Pat?
Hey, Rich. I know that you were following this team all year long and were part of Sportsnet broadcasts all year long, and you know how important Brian Elliott was down the stretch for this group. Mm-hmm. How hard was it to watch him this postseason and the struggles he had, specifically from Game 2 onwards?
Well, I thought he was good enough to help the team win in Game 2. The team was right there. They had their chances to win Game 2. To me, it was more concerning about Game 3 and then and what happened, you know, 5 minutes in last night. You know, the team wouldn't have been in the position they were in a week ago if it wasn't for how well Brian Elliott played. Let's give kudos to Chad Johnson before that. But we're talking about Brian Elliott. He was very good for a real stretch of time, and yeah. I think more than anything, you guys, he looked tired at times down the stretch, and he's starting to look tired at times in the playoffs. And physically, you might not feel that, but mentally, you may not be quite as sharp as you need to be. And I don't think that you could say that really exposed him, but it didn't help him.
Are you expecting him back next year, or is that something that you would like to see the Flames go ahead and do?
Well, I think the biggest thing, first and foremost, you guys, I think the most important thing that needs to be done, and you know, and I'm not privy to what's going on within the organization, but I think the biggest thing the team needs to do is do the right thing and get Brad Treliving taken care of. He is your general manager, and I'm sure there's enough smart people around there to understand that. And I think once you do that, then you start making personnel decisions. And the biggest thing is getting that in place. And I think Brad is clearly the right guy. I think he's done a tremendous job.
Yeah.
And I think in order to start thinking about personnel decisions, you put those people, Brad's taken care of. And but as for to really answer the question, Pat, you know, I think Brian Elliott, maybe with the proper team in front of him, a proper defense from him, maybe he is a candidate to be a stronger 1A goaltender than maybe he actually is.
Right.
He's to me, he's a 45 to 50 game guy, but can really, really do a great job at that. And it's a tough scenario. It's tough. And I'm sure this is another big curve for him. I'm a big fan of Brian Elliott and his game more importantly, as him as a person, and see where things play out. There's going to be no issue with having him or him getting a good job in the National Hockey League moving forward, and it just remains to be seen whether or not it's Calgary.
A lot of talk coming out of this series about Johnny Gaudreau. And, you know, you mentioned a little earlier about the Ducks being a bigger and more physical group than the Flames are. Do you find that at this point in his career, Johnny is a little less apt to do the things he needs to do and is capable of doing against teams that play the way the Ducks do?
Well, I think he had a lot of opportunities to shoot pucks and opportunities to score some goals in the series, and he was passing pucks off. And to me, that's not a bad thing. That's maybe being more of an unselfish player. I'd like to see him be a little bit more selfish. I'd like to see him shoot the puck more. I'd like to see him just focus on not worrying about the whacks and hacks that all good young players take today. If he'd focus on just playing a little bit more. But let's be honest, he had a tough start to the year like Sean Monahan did, but he also really took a step forward too down the stretch. And that's another part going back to the experience factor. And really, you know, you walk in as a rookie wide-eyed a couple of years ago and really not aware of what's going on around in terms of who the Anaheim Ducks are and how big they are and their experience
right.
And stuff, and you just play. And now being a third-year pro, you're a little bit more experienced. Still not there yet, but you're a little bit more aware of what's going on around you and who exactly your opponent is. And again, part of the experience, getting to that next step again. And I think when he reflects on some things this summer, and hopefully sooner than later, he'll be a better player and he'll be a stronger player right off the hop next year.
You know, and it's funny because you mentioned this entire season for Johnny. I mean, there were a number of teams who expressly went after him. And we saw what happened in the Minnesota game when he broke his finger and the slashes that he takes on a regular basis, so on and so forth. And he was frustrated by that at certain times this season. What does a season like this, where this is the first time it's really happened to him in his NHL career, how can he learn from it and how can he fight through that going forward?
He just got to play. He's got to be a passionate young man and a passionate player and come to the rink with a focus on doing things a certain way within the structure that the coaching staff has there, which allows these guys to use their God-given ability and play to their strengths. And when they do that, as long as they're respectful and mindful of playing away from the puck, these kind of guys, these kind of players will get all kinds of chances and to score and to contribute on a nightly basis to help the teams win. And I think that's the biggest thing for him. He's got to learn from it. I mean, these guys are still really young people before they're hockey players, and it's a tough thing to understand for maybe young guys sometimes, but with the leadership they have around them, Mark Giordano, Chris Versteeg, these kind of guys can really continue to kind of lead these guys out of the woods and hopefully get them to where they should be and where I certainly hope they expect them to be in the next couple of years.
Rich, final question for me, and that's on Matthew Tkachuk, who we all enjoyed watching play. Such a throwback player, was so effective in so many different ways during the regular season, but seemed like something changed after the return match between the Flames and Kings after the Drew Doughty incident. And he was a guy that I was really, really excited to see in the postseason because I believe Matthew Tkachuk's the type of player that is built for the postseason, but was really a non-factor and didn't do the things that made him so effective for the vast majority of the regular season. Was that a surprise to you or expected knowing it was his first ever NHL postseason?
It was, honestly, it was a bit of a surprise. I don't know if the Drew Doughty thing really had anything to do with it. It was certainly, the timing of it was about the same. It was, whether it was more pure coincidental or not, but you know, I think LA took him to task 8 days later when they came back to town. And, I watched what went on in the warm up that night. And obviously, you don't hear what's going on down ice, but I saw it all happen. And he was challenged in some ways that night by a bigger, stronger group of people who had experience in the game. And I don't know how, Matthew didn't really respond to it in the fashion I thought he would the rest of the year. And I think it did hurt him in the playoffs. But again, he had a couple strong shifts. And when you saw glimpses, you saw a couple of shifts, especially one in the third period last night where he got in on the forecheck and made the play, got the puck, made another play. Real good scoring chance he created. It's there. You see it in him. And again, back to the experience. And he'll learn a lot from it. I'm sure he'll sit down and with his coaches in the next day or so and discuss some things. But I'm sure he'll sit down with his dad, who I'm sure watches every shift like he's playing it as well, and who Matthew probably should listen to a little bit and learn from it and become a better player. And hey, there's nothing but great things on the horizon for guys like him and Sam Bentz, the world in this hockey club.
Rich Sutter joining us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Rich, one last one for me. All this attention on Calgary, I feel like we do need to spend just a minute talking about the Ducks. More, less impressed? Do you look at them now as a team that can find themselves all the way to the final here?
More. Without a doubt, more. Especially with their play down the stretch, Rob, and how they continue to parlay that right into the first four games.
Yep.
They took it to another level when they had to. I didn't think that they were great. I certainly didn't think that Ryan Kessler was great, but they did what they had to do at the right times. There was moments where they just decided to turn the game or turn the shifts around on a dime, and they did it. And to me, that's impressive. And when you look at what they have down the middle with the return of the health of Nate Thompson, how he played the last week of the regular season, how he played the first round of the playoffs, how deep they are down the middle. You know, sure, John Gibson got pulled in game three, but when John Gibson really had to turn it up, he turned it up. And then look at the depth of their back, and like we spoke about earlier, without their Fowlers and the Battens of the world not in the lineup. So this team is going to get what they need right now, and that's more time off and get some rested bodies and some healthy bodies back in the lineup again. And I don't know how, but to me they're the favorite in the West. But you know, it remains to be seen. Can Edmonton turn up a notch tonight as well?
Good stuff, Rich. Really appreciate this. Thanks for making some time for us today.
Hey, you know, guys, love being at the rink with you guys. Love being on with you guys and learning from you as well. It's been a great period for me and a learning curve for me, and hope it continues.
We'll get you on soon. Rich, thanks for doing this, man.
Thanks, Rich.
Okay, have a great day. Take care.
Rich Sutter joining us down the South Street Burger guest hotline. South Street Burger introducing the barbecue bacon burger, 100% Angus beef with real cheddar, jalapenos, and 40 Creek whiskey barbecue sauce. Better burgers, fries, and shakes.